Clarity. Clarity. Today we're exploring the word clarity. A beautiful and essential word, especially when we're talking about effective communication. What does clarity mean? Clarity means the quality of being clear. Whether it's in your speech, your writing, your thoughts, or even a physical object like a clear glass of water. In communication, clarity is all about making your message easy to understand. Think of it this way. If communication were a window, clarity would be keeping it clean and smudge-free so everyone can see through it easily. Now, let's make sure we pronounce this word with clarity. How to pronounce clarity? Clarity. Let's break it down. Syllable number one, clair. Start with the CL sound. Combine the K sound made by pressing the back of your tongue against the roof of your mouth. K, k, k. And combine with the L sound where the tip of your tongue touches the ridge behind your upper teeth. O. K, o, ko, ko. Then move to the vowel sound e, as in bed. Kle, kle. Syllable number two, r. This is an unstressed syllable with a schwa u, often called the lazy vowel. Pull your tongue a little towards the back and keep it in the middle of your mouth and make a short, soft sound. R, r, r. Syllable number three, T. Finally, end with the T sound, followed by a quick E. T, T. A lot of times, the T sounds like D instead. D, D. Put it all together, clarity. Clarity. Say it slowly a few times. Clarity. Clarity. Then try it at a natural pace. Clarity. 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 Now let's look at how to use clarity naturally in your conversations. Number one, talking about communication. Your presentation was great, but it needs more clarity in the main points. This is a polite way to say someone's message wasn't as clear as it could have been. When learning a new language, clarity is more important than speed. A perfect reminder to focus on clear speech rather than speaking too quickly. Number two, discussing thoughts or ideas. I need to take a break to get some clarity on this problem. Here, clarity means having a clear mind to think better. Deep breathing helps me find clarity when I'm under stress. In this case, it's about mental or emotional clarity. Number three, describing physical qualities. The clarity of the water in the lake is incredible. This is a more literal use of clarity to describe something clear and pure. The photo lacks clarity. It's too blurry. Here you're talking about how clear or sharp something looks. So that's the word clarity. A word that reminds us how important it is to be clear and precise, whether we're speaking, thinking, or describing something. Practice using clarity in your conversations this week, especially when you're discussing communication or mental focus. Use this word to sound polished and confident. And remember, speaking with clarity is like giving your listeners a perfectly clean window to see your ideas. Keep practicing, and I know you'll gain more and more speech clarity in time. Until next time, thanks for listening.